wanted to, you could get gold out of that river. You could pan for gold.
在萨迪城的城的中间有一条河淌过，那条河你从那个河水里面、河床里面，你能淘到黄金。
In fact, there were two Sardises. There was one at the top of a hill that had a fortress that they considered you could not break into this fortress.
萨迪城可以分成两个部分，有一部分是在一个陡峭的山岭的上面，因为它的地势。大家都认为那个城市是固若金汤，不可被攻破的。
It was considered an impregnable.
那座城是被大家认为不可被攻破的。
And then there was the lower part of Sardis that you lived, and if you were attacked by armies, you were in danger.
但是那个城的另外一个部分就在山脚下，如果有敌人来攻城的话，住在山脚下的居民就可能会有危险。
Two times in the history of Sardis that 500 BC and 200 BC, 500 years before Christ was born and 200 years before Christ was born, this impregnable fortress with all of its gold was captured.
在历史上面曾有两个时期，一个是在公元前500多年，另外一个时间是在公元前200多年，这座被当时的居民认为坚不可摧的城市，这两次都被攻陷。
And it was captured in a very interesting way.
被攻陷的方式非常的有意义，有意思。
There's a little bit of feedback. Those of you that are working on the microphone, there's just a little bit of feedback. Thank you.
大概的麦克风有些回音，站远一点。
Okay. The way it was captured was one of the guards that was up on this fortress.Leaned over and looked outside the wall, and his helmet fell down.
有一次，那个城被攻陷，是因为当时看守那个通上山的道路的一个士兵，他往下看的时候，不小心他的头盔顺着山滚了下去。
And he did something very foolish. He knew the pathway down, and he got out and he walked down this secret pathway, went down there, picked up his helmet.Put it back on and came back inside the city walls.
然后他就做了一件非常愚蠢的事情，他从山上到山下的那个密道，他就走了下去，把他的头盔捡了起来，戴上头盔又回到了山上。
Meanwhile, the enemy saw him do this, and in a couple of days later, they came like thieves in the night through this secret passageway.And took down this very important city.
所以他们的敌人就在远处秘密的在看那个士兵走过的秘密的通道。第二天以后，他们就从那个通道走了上来，就把那个城给攻陷了。
Not only was it a wealthy city full of gold, not only did it have a fortress that you couldn't really defeat, but it also had a very large temple to the god Artemis.
那个城市不仅非常的富有，不仅是被人们认为坚不可摧，他们并且有一个在当时非常大规模、非常有名的一座神朝神庙，是给叫阿提米斯那个神所谓的一个神的一个庙。
And in this very large temple to her, all kinds of activities would take place. Many of them were.Involved alcohol, many of them involved sex, but right there in the center of Sardis was this huge temple to Artemis.
所以在那座城，在那个神殿里面，大家就饮酒作乐，作乐很欢愉，做各种各样的事情。
Then lastly, let me tell you one more thing about this.
让我再告诉大家另外一件事。
It had a very large synagogue, a gathering for the Jews.
在那座城市里面还有一座非常大的犹太人的会堂。
And if you go to Turkey today,
如果你今天去土耳其，
you can go and walk in the synagogue and you will see in this synagogue all kinds of statues and carvings of Roman images.
今天那座犹太人的会堂还在，如果你去到那里去旅游，你进去的话，你会发现在犹太人的会堂里面有各种各样罗马希腊的神像和雕像。
Now this is very unusual for a Jewish synagogue to have carvings of eagles, lions, and other Roman artwork inside the synagogue. Very unusual.
如果你对犹太人的文化有些了解的话，你就会觉得这是一件非常奇怪的事。竟然在犹太人的会堂里面，你会发现各种各样外邦的雕像、狮子、鹰等等等等的。
And here's a phrase I want you to think about as we can look in the passage of Scripture. I want you to think about this word or this phrase, get along.
我想让大家现在用心想一想有一个词的意思，这个词是随波逐流。
It's not the idea of get along, but the idea of let's just be friends, let's get along.
不是意思就是说我可以在一个环境 很安逸的、处在那个环境里，而是跟所有的人都能交朋友，都能有共同语言，都能妥协。
That seemed to be the philosophy of Sardis. Let's get along. If we're Jews, let's get along with the Romans. Romans, let's not bother the Jews.And listen to this carefully. Nobody seemed to bother the Christians.
所以当时在萨迪城的一个文化、一个风俗的主流就是让我们大家都能够和平相处，都能很和睦，都能互相妥协，我们没有任何观念上面的冲撞。
It's almost like a phrase in America right now or in the Western world, let's just be tolerant of everybody.
就像我们今天在美国社会常说的一个词，我们要学会忍耐、容忍。
This very interesting letter that Jesus wrote, there is no persecution by the Jews to the Christians or by the Romans to the Christians. Apparently, everybody was getting along.
在当时萨迪的基督教的社群里面，似乎没有任何来自罗马帝国的迫害，也没有来自当地宗教的迫害，也没有来自犹太人的迫害，好像当时的基督徒，我们信徒们跟当地外面的社会也都能非常融洽，非常融洽的相处。
Quick review about Sardis. Number one, very, very wealthy. River that produced gold. Number two, an impregnable fortress. You couldn't take the fortress down.
所以我们现在来看看萨迪城的几个特点。第一个特点，他们非常的富有，他们的河里面都流淌着黄金。第二，他们的 城市固若金汤，不可被攻破。
Number three, large impressive religious structures to the goddess Artemis and a synagogue.
第三，他们的城市宗教生活丰富多彩，并且有各种各样的宗教，有给那个阿提米斯的那个女神的一个神殿，也有犹太人的会堂。
And number four, everyone in Sardis would know what happened in 500 BC and 200 BC when they came up through the secret passageway and captured our city.
并且很有意思的是，每一个萨迪城的人，他们都知道，在他们城市的历史上，公元前五百年、公元前两百年，曾经发生的城市被攻破的那个历史事件。
Now look at your Bible to Revelation. Everyone, turn to Revelation chapter 3. If you have a Bible, turn to Revelation chapter 3. Maybe it's on your phone. Turn to Revelation chapter 3.
好，现在请大家翻开你的圣经啊，《启示录》。圣经的最后一卷书《启示录》的第三章，你的手机或者是你的其他的电子设备，《启示录》第三章。
To the angel or the pastor of the church of Sardis, write.
你要写信给萨迪教会的使者。
These are the words of him who holds the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know your deeds.You have a reputation of being alive, but I, Jesus, say that you're dead.
说那有神的七灵和七星的说，我知道你的行为，暗明你是活的，但是耶稣基督我知道你其实是死的。
Wake up!
你要警醒。
Strengthen that which remains and is about to die.
坚固那剩下的将要衰微的。
For I have not found your deeds complete in the sight of my God.
因为我见你的行为在我神的面前没有一样是完全的。
Remember therefore where you what you have received，
所以你要回想你是怎样领受，
and heard
怎样听见，
obey it
又要遵守，
and repent
并且要悔改。
But if you do not wake up，
若不警醒，
I will come like a thief，
我就会如同贼一样临到你那里。
And you will not know at what time I will come to you，
我几时临到你也绝不能知道。
And yet you have a few people in Sardis who have not soiled their clothes，
然而在撒迪你还有几名是未曾污秽自己衣服的。
They will one walk with me dressed in white，
他们要穿白衣与我同行，
for they are worthy，
因为他们是配得的。
He who overcomes will, like them, be dressed in white.
凡得胜的必这样穿白衣。
I will never blot out his name from the book of life, but will acknowledge his name before my Father.
我也必不从生命册上涂抹他的名，且要在我父面前和我父众使者面前说他的名。
And his angels.He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
Now, if I were a visitor this morning to EBCC, I would look around up here on the platform and say, "Oh my, that's a lovely plant."
如果我是第一次来到天城境教会，我来看一看周遭，我就有可能会发出赞叹，哇，天城教会真的是很棒。
And I may be introduced to Angela, who works here at the church. I say, Angela, do you water this plant? It looks so beautiful, it's flourishing, it just looks great.
我有可能会对 Angela 姐妹说，哇，这个那个花那么漂亮，那么茂盛，是不是你天天按时给它浇水，给它施肥？
And I might get closer, and Angela would say to me, David, that plant is not alive, it's dead.
Angela 就会对我说，其实 David 你被骗了，那个是假花，是没有生命的花。
Say it looks alive.
但是我会说，嘿，看上去很像很鲜艳的活的花。
It's dead.
你去摸一摸，那是塑料做的花。
And when Jesus looked at the church at Sardis,
当耶稣去观看，
It looked alive. They had activities. They had a lot of people. They had things that were going on left and right. And they said, "Oh, we're doing such a great job. We're alive. We're alive." And Jesus would say, "No, you're dead. You're dead. You're dead."
我们可以想象，当耶稣基督来到撒迪教会的时候，他观看那个教会，那教会的弟兄姐妹有可能会向耶稣基督夸口：“你看我们的。”教会生活那么的丰富多彩，我们有那么多的活动，我们很活泼，我们很有生命力。但是耶稣基督会对他们说，你其实是一潭死水。
Jesus Christ is not impressed with the activities on our bulletins.
所以耶稣基督所看重的并不是我们的程序单上面的一二三四很多的节目，很多的安排。
Jesus Christ is not impressed with the number of people that come to our programs.
耶稣基督所看重的并不是我们教会有多么多的会众，多么多的人。
Jesus said to that church, "You look alive, but now let me give you not the human viewpoint, but the divine viewpoint. You're dead."
耶稣基督也许会说，你这个教会看上去生机勃勃，但是我现在希望你们用神的观念，神的眼光来看这个教会，而不是从人的眼光观念来看这个教会。
But Lord, we have communion. Look at all the baptisms. Look at the students that are coming. Look at the people that helped found the church. We really are alive. And he says, "No, I've taken a look."
但是我们也许会说，主啊，你看我们教会那么多的人，那么多的学生，那么多的活动，每次都有那么多人的受洗，我们的教会很有活力。但是耶稣基督会说，不是这样的。
He says something else here. In the original text, it's a little stronger. I think in the New American Standard or King James, if you have that English translation, it might be a little stronger. He says, "Wake up, strengthen that which remains and is about to die. I've not found your deeds complete." What Jesus is saying is to this church, you started a lot of good things, but you didn't finish them.
如果我们再回到圣经里面，有可能它的原文的语气更强烈，你要警醒，兼顾那剩下的，将要衰微的，因为我见你的行为在我面前没有一样完全的。或许是说，回到你起初，你起初你所相信，你所接受的。
You baptized a lot of people, but you didn't disciple a lot of people.
你给很多的人收洗、受洗，但是你并没有让他们成为我真正的门徒。
You spent a lot of time sharing about the attractiveness of Jesus, but you never led them to Jesus Christ.
你 给大家分享很多耶稣基督的优点，你能从耶稣基督身上得到的东西，但是你从来没有向那些人分享，向他们指出怎么样来到耶稣基督的脚前。
In other words, you had good beginnings, but you never finished well.
所以也许你开始了一样很好的、很重要的工作，但是你从来没有真正的完成你的使命。
You know, what does wealth do for a church? What does wealth do for a community? What does wealth do for a country?
所以让我们大家来思想一下，如果你很富有，那对教会、对你的社区、对你的国家会有一项什么样、什么一些的影响？
Some of you are saying, especially if you're students, say, I want to know what wealth is going to be because I'm so tired of being poor. But let me tell you what wealth, the disease wealth, will, what it will bring to your life.
如果你是个穷学生，你也许会想，哎呀，我真的很想非常的有钱。但是现在让我来告诉你，如果你真的非常富有，你会有些什么样的病？
You can write this down. The first thing that will happen if you're wealthy is you're self-sufficient.
我想你们大家可以把它记下来。如果你真正的很富有，你第一件事情你会觉得你自己什么都是自我充足，不需要任何外面的东西。
There was a big earthquake in Sardis, and a lot of the buildings were knocked down. And Rome said to Sardis, "Here, you don't have to pay taxes for a year, so you can rebuild this beautiful city." And Sardis said, "No."
让我讲一件事情，大家就知道萨迪城有多么的富有。在历史上面有一次萨迪城经历一次非常大的地震，很多的建筑都倒塌了。当时统治萨迪城的罗马帝国就大发恩赐，说你们明年可以免税，用些税的钱来修理你的城市。但是萨迪人很傲慢地说，我们足够富有，我们不需要你的怜悯。
We're self-sufficient, we don't need your help.
我们可以自给自足，我们不需要你的帮助。
The second thing thatwill happen if you're wealthy is that you become self-confident.
第二件事情，如果你非常富有的话，你就会非常的自我满足，或者说是自傲。
I don't need anybody else. Nobody can conquer us.
一切都是靠我们自己，我们不需要其他人，没有人能征服我们。
And the last thing that generally happens to wealthy nations or to wealthy peopleis we become self-indulgent. We spend the money on ourselves.
第三件有可能发生在非常富有的人或者非常富有的国家的事情是，我们就会有可能非常的自我沉眠在一些自己的宴乐享受上面。
Satan will destroy a church two ways.
所以魔鬼撒旦有两个方法来摧毁一个教会。
Through overt pressure and persecution, he'll press it down.
有可能是通过外力，通过外面的迫害、宗教迫害等等外面的摧残，来使一个教会毁灭。
And he's using that strategy in many parts of Africa, many parts of Asia. He's using that strategy all in many parts of the world. But there's a second strategy.
在今天的亚洲、非洲，魔鬼撒旦就用这样的办法来。打击很多的信徒，但是他还有另外一种办法。
The second strategy is to put you to sleep.
第二种办法，魔鬼撒旦会让我们陷入沉睡。
And he'll get you to come to church, but you're waiting for your ears to be tickled. He'll get you to come to church, you're waiting to be entertained. He'll get you to come to church, maybe for a good meal and to meet other people from China.He will put you to sleep.
他有可能会让你来到教会，但是你来到教会，你想听一些非常动听的、非常有趣的，让你有一些长见识的一些见闻。他有可能是让你来享受一些很好的饮食，等等等等。但是 它让你的灵里面，让你的精神在教会里面你沉睡。
Now Jesus says to this church.
所以耶稣对撒迪教会说
，Wake up. No, that's not what he says. One time I spoke at a high school camp, and I was there with the leader of the church, and we slept in this little cabin. And I think we were supposed to be up at 6 o'clock in the morning. Hold on, I'll finish with this in 1 second. And they came into the room where the leader was and the speaker.And they had a garbage can, and they pounded the garbage can like that. You never saw people move so quickly in your life as that.
所以你可以想象，如果耶稣基督来到一个昏昏欲睡的教会里面，他会对我们说：“醒醒吧！”他会这样说吗？不是的。就像我有一次，我去一个外面的一个营地的时候。早晨正睡得很香的时候，有人要叫我们起来。他是怎么叫的？拿着一个大的铁桶、垃圾桶，在垃圾桶里敲出很响的声音，说：“起床了！”所以我们马上都跳起来。
We jumped up this like this. Now that's what Jesus would say to the church. If you're bored with your faith, if you're bored with church, if you're bored with the theology, if you're bored with the people in the church.Wake up! Wake up! I'm coming like a thief in the night.
所以耶稣基督会怎么做？他会对我们说：如果你觉得教会的生活枯燥乏味，你觉得我们的信仰枯燥乏味，你觉得我们神学教义枯燥乏味，我有可能就会像一个贼半夜来到你的面前，就让你说：醒来吧，警醒。
He said, I've looked at your bulletin, I've seen your finances, I've attended your meetings. Wake up! Wake up! You're just plain church. You're not doing the work of God.
耶稣基督也许会说，我看到你们的程序单很丰富的节目，我参加你们的会议，但是你们现在在沉睡，你们现在应该醒来。
Now I want to speak to some of my ears here.Those of you kids that were raised in Christian families, I was raised in a Christian family.
So
you parents can tune out for a minute. You don't have to listen. I have a word for you later, but let me just speak to them for a second.
所以现在家长们。我们年长的弟兄姐妹，你们的耳朵可以闭起来。我现在有些话是对这些年轻人说的，特别是生长在所谓的基督徒、基督教家庭里面，一生下来就成为所谓的基督徒的年轻人所说的。
I'm a lot like you. I received Jesus as a youngster, a young kid. I was baptized. In my teenage years, I must tell you.I got a little bored with it all. I wanted the youth group to take me somewhere. Let's have fun. Let's go out. Make me feel good. And Jesus would say to us, wake up. Wake up.
David 小时候就跟你们大家很相信，很相像，是生长在一个基督徒的家庭里面，所以他还是个少年人的时候就受洗了。每次来教会，每个礼拜来教会，时间长了，他会觉得教会的生活非常的枯燥。他希望有可能教会会组织些活动，把他们带到外面的营地里面去，有更好、更刺激的活动。对这样的年轻人，耶稣基督会说：“醒来吧。”
Now I'll speak to some of you adults.
现在我对年长的人说话。小孩子们可以不用听。
Now one of the things you adults don't realize is that the preacher can see everybody in this room.
对我们年长的。
Whether you're sleepy, whether you're alert, whether you're checking, I can see every one of you.
对年长的弟兄姐妹我说，如果我在站在台上讲道的话，我的眼光可以看到每一位弟兄姐妹。你在做笔记，你在打瞌睡，你在开小差，我都看得非常清楚。
But I'm not saying wake up if I have a boring sermon. That's not what I'm talking about.
但是我自己觉得我的讲道很枯燥的时候，我不会对你们突然大喝一声醒来。
I've been a Christian for over 60 years.
我已经有。超过六十年的基督徒生涯。
I have over, I forget how many years, let's just say 12 years of higher education in Christian institutions and seminaries. I study, I think, almost every book of the Bible.
我有超过12年的基督教神学院的教育，所以很多基督教方面的书我看了非常的多。
Tomorrow night on Monday nights for the last 12 years, I teach one or two classes, and I've taught over 25 classes at the Hawthorne Evening Bible School.
到明天我会去给一个神学的神学生上课。我已经做这样的老师，给神学生上课已经超过12年。
And you know what Jesus says to me? When I turn to a passage, I say, "Oh yeah, this is how I taught this. Yes, I understand that. I know what I'm going to do." Okay, he'll say, "David, wake up, wake up. This is God's word. God is speaking today. Wake up, David."
如果我在读这些神学的著作，我在给学生上这些关于基督教信仰的课的时候，我在翻那些书，我很自豪的时候，也许耶稣基督会对我说 "David, 醒来吧。
Now, I've got everybody except one group. Who have I missed? My student friends here from China, just here.
现在我要对另外一个很特别的一个群体说话，刚来到这里的中国留学生。
It's the same word, wake up.
我对你们说的还是一样的，醒来了。
You can study all kinds of mechanical engineering, electrical engineering, computer engineering, and you're alert, and you're smart, and you're graduating from the tops of your class, but you come to the Bible and I don't understand that.Jesus says, wake up, wake up. When you study the Bible, it's far more important than electrical engineering, far more important than mechanics. Wake up, wake up. This is God's word.
所以对我们的留学生我要说，有可能你们在各个专业你们都很优秀，你们对你们的课本对你们的知识都非常的娴熟，但是当你们如果打开圣经你就昏昏欲睡的时候，我会对你们说醒来吧。
Then he says this, remember, remember.
他这样说，你还记得。
Some of you came to Jesus Christ and you understood sin and you understood a life of sin that you had been living.
你还记得当你第一次来到耶稣基督的脚前，你还记得你在思想你的生命里面的罪。
And you understood the habits of sin that you'd been involved in. Gambling, pornography, anger, alcohol. And you had been under the oppression of these sins.
你还曾记得你所犯过的或者说是那些吸引你的一些罪。
And you received Jesus Christ and you were forgiven. And you were restored. And you were given new life and you were so happy. You couldn't get enough of Jesus.
那时候你也许会说，耶稣基督，你赦免了我的罪，你赐各样的恩典给我们，你让我们成为你的儿女，真的是非常的喜乐，非常的荣耀。
Remember the joy. Remember you talked to everybody you knew. You talked to your wife, your husband, your children, your mother, your father, your neighbors. You talked to them about Jesus because you had eternal life.
当你刚刚信主的时候，你那时候的热情，那时候的爱心，你对众你的家人你的朋友分享耶稣基督的时候，你还记不记得你当时的心情？
Remember.
你还记得吗？
And repent. Go back. What happens? The longer we're with the Lord, sometimes we forget the joy of our salvation.
如果在你的路途中间已经忘记了当时的喜乐，当时的爱，现在是你悔改的时候，你要回到你的起初。
I want you to know this. I'm so proud of the leaders in the English ministry, especially those that lead in music. I am so proud. We prayed before, and one of the things that we prayed about is that they would lead you in worship because you are not the audience, but God is the audience, and they're committed to that. And I watched them sing year after year after year, and so pleased to know that they have a heart, they have the joy of the Lord.
让我再讲一讲我们三楼的英文堂的侍奉。我真的是为那些做领袖的，还有特别那些音乐侍奉的那些弟兄姐妹，年轻的弟兄姐妹，我为他们自豪，因为他们在侍奉的时候，他们知道神是他们的听众。
Wake up！
所以让我们警醒。
Remember！
让我们回想。
Or watch out！
或者你就要大 大祸临头了。
I'm coming like a thief.
耶稣基督会像贼一样突然降临。
There's two things about a thief. If a thief writes you a note and says, I'll be there Friday night at 9 o'clock, you'll be ready for him, right?
所以大概这个世上面的贼小偷再来偷你的东西的时候都会给你写封信，我明天晚上九点钟会到你们家来偷，会不会有这样的事情？
You've got your strobe lights to blind him, you've got the cops out in the street, you've got the dog ready, and he comes at 9 o'clock, you're ready for him.
如果是这样的话，他九点钟降临的时候，你们家的看门口，然后社区的警察都会在那里等候他的光临。
And if Jesus says, I'm coming 9 o'clock on Thursday night, you're going to get ready. You're going to clean up your computer, clean your room up, get rid of all those things that you've been looking at. They're going to be gone. And Jesus says, here I am. And you said, I'm ready for you.
所以说耶稣基督如果说 他对我们说礼拜四九点钟我会降临，如果是这样的话，你就会把你家里一切不该让耶稣基督看到的东西全部藏起来，收拾得干干净净，说我已经准备好了。
But Douglas, a thief isn't going to tell you what time he's coming to your house. You don't know when he's coming, and you are ready to keep him out. And that's the way it is with the Christian life. We must live as if Jesus Christ could come in the next 30 seconds.
但是贼的降临不是这样的，是毫无征兆的。所以作为一个信徒，我们的生活我们就要预备。如果耶稣基督下一分钟来临，我们是不是预备好了？
We're going to come to the communion table, and one of the things we do at communion is confess our sins so that we're clean, because Jesus could come at any moment, and we want to be cleansed.
我们来到饼杯的面前，我们认我们的罪，我们的心里面心里清洁，让耶稣基督任何时候来到我们面前，我们都有一颗清洁的良心。
Like any church,I'm sure that it's true. Like any church, there are people that haven't talked to each other in years.
在很多教会里面，有很多弟兄姐妹大概几年都没有说过话。
And Jesus says, I could come at any moment. Now is the time for us to reconcile our friendships with each other.
耶稣基督也许是会说，我随时随地都会降临。如果教会里面的弟兄姐妹，你们有矛盾、有冲突、互相得罪的话，你们几年不说话，现在是你们和好的时候。
Well, I'm going to get my life together when I get out of high school. Jesus could come before you get out of high school.
我有可能会说，我现在中学还没有毕业，当我中学毕业的时候，我再开始考虑信仰的问题。也许耶稣基督第二次再来的时候，就在你中学毕业之前。
Wake up, I come like a thief, and every person in Sardis knew what that phrase meant because they had been defeated by somebody who came like a thief in the night.
你要警醒，否则的话，我会像贼一样的降临。对萨迪城的每一个公民来说，像贼一样的降临，在他们的历史上面，他们都有这样的经历。有两次，他们的城就这样被贼一样的敌人给攻破。
Now I want to just say something about how this word thief is used in the New Testament, okay? Just a little word study for you.
所以我们现在再来看新约圣经里面讲到贼的地方。
Oftentimes it is used to cause the unbeliever to be alert. Jesus could come right now. If you don't know Jesus, you will go to a Christless eternity.For the unbeliever, it's a warning to quickly come to Jesus Christ because Jesus could come right now.
耶稣在圣经里面用在新约圣经里面用到贼这个词，很多的时候是对那些还没有认识他、相信他的人来说的。他说，如果我像贼一样的来临，那时候如果你还没有我的话，那你就会永远的死亡。
But it's also a warning to the sleepy believer. It's the same kind of a warning to the sleepy believer that you need to wake up because Jesus could come now, right now.
但是这个贼这个词也是对很多昏昏欲睡的基督徒来说的。他提醒那些基督徒，提醒那些信徒，或许我很快就会来临，你预备好了吗？
But the alert believer, the believer who's awake, knows the signs of his coming. He knows that wars are all around the world right now. He knows that Israel is the source of conflict. He knows that parents and children are not getting along. And every time we read the paper, we know that this is telling us that Jesus is coming soon. We're alert. We're not surprised by the thief.
对那些警醒的、有忠心的基督徒，这也是一个提醒，一个警醒。看看我们周遭的世界，很多的迹象，看看以色列，看看巴黎，看看很多这个世界上的乱象，对我们基督徒来说，我们就知道主再来的日子近了。
My dear brothers and sisters, I pray with all of my heart that as you read the newspaper, as you look at the computer for the news, you have your Bible open to Revelation.You have your Bible open to the book of Daniel, because what is happening in the world today is a fulfillment of what Jesus said in Matthew. Everything that's happening with reference to Israel, with Russia, with these cultural wars, all of these things are mentioned in the Bible as signs of the last days.
我亲爱的弟兄姐妹，当你在看新闻、看报纸的时候，你看到这个世界上面让你担心的乱象，我建议你就翻开圣经，翻到启示录，翻到但以理书，看看圣经上面是怎么描写的，看看耶稣基督是怎么样在马太福音里对他的跟从者所说的话。这些世界的乱象告诉我们的一件事情，就是我们现在真的是处在末世的时代。
I hope and pray that as you live your life, you live it biblically. I want you to have a pair of glasses that has two frames or two lenses on it. One that sees the world clearly and the other that sees the Bible. So that when you look at the world, you see the world through the Bible. You are alert. You are awake.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我希望大家我们的生活就像圣经里面教导的一样，我们每天来生活，希望我们的眼睛我们能看到这个世界，也看到圣经的教导，让我们真的是按照圣经的教导来过我们每天的日子。
Okay, now I want to ask you a question. Are you alert?
所以现在我来问大家，大家是不是警醒了？
Are you awake?
大家是不是清醒了？
I want to ask you to make four commitments to Jesus Christ right now.
我现在鼓励大家对耶稣基督，我们有四个承诺，四个心愿。
So that when Jesus comes and he looks at EBCC, he won't say, "Oh, you think you're alive, but you're dead." I want you to make these commitments.
我希望大家有这样的忠心，这样的承诺。所以，当耶稣基督来到我们 EBCC 的时候，他不会对我们说，你看上去很有生机，其实你是一潭死水。
Here's the first commitment. Write it down. First commitment.
这是我们应该做的第一个承诺。
All right, since Jesus can come at any moment, I want to be ready with a clean heart.
当耶稣基督，因为耶稣基督随时随刻都有可能再来。
Clean relationships.
我现在希望有一颗清洁的心，我跟弟兄姐妹有一个清洁的关系。
Since Jesus can come at any moment, I want to be ready with a clean heart.
因为耶稣基督随时随刻都会降临。我要预备我，让我有一颗清洁的心。
If I'm on my computer, he would not be embarrassed to see what's on the screen.
他看到我计算机里面所存的一些文件的时候，他看到那些不会让我觉得脸红。
If he looked at the time I was playing all these games on the computer, Candy Crush and everything else, you know the name, you know these games.I wouldn't be embarrassed by the amount of time I had played the games and the little time I had spent with Jesus.
如果你的电脑里面都是各种各样的游戏，各种各样的电脑游戏，你花很多的时间在这上面，但是你很难得翻开你的圣经，非常非常少的时间花在跟神亲近的事情上面的时候，你是不是会觉得，你会不会觉得？你做得不好。
Do you know what I'm talking about?
大家明白我说的意思吗？
It's interesting. I'm watching some of the adults, and one wife goes like this to her husband.
我看到一些做父母的就在推赏自己的伴侣，有可能就是在说， 我们的孩子好像有这个问题，或者说是太太对先生说，你这个游戏迷也得改一改了。
I have trouble with words with friends. I can't stop playing this stupid game.
然后你有可能说我跟朋友一起玩，他们让我玩，我不好意思不玩。
The second commitment to the Holy Spirit I want to make.
第二，我们要对神承诺的。
I will remember.
我要回想起。
The joy that I had when I first received Jesus.
当我刚刚认识你的时候，我心里面的那种喜乐。
I will remember the times that I spent in the Word of God.
我要回想起当我跟真的是通过神的话语跟神亲近的时候的那种心情。
I will remember that I used to attend Sunday school and church.
我会回想起最初的时候，好像我也来参加一个叫做主日学的一个功课。
Those of you who've been baptized recently or will be baptized, there's a joy in the Lord. You've been to a retreat. You've heard about Jesus. As I've told you before, this is not America. This is Jesus Christ. And you've turned to Jesus Christ and you have a joy. But pretty soon the world presses you out. Studies, friendship. And what this commitment, this second commitment is, I will not forget the joy that I had when I received Jesus Christ.
或许你刚受洗的前后的时候，你各种各样的喜乐的心情，你的激情在时间推移的时候慢慢的被磨灭，你有各样的忙碌，你慢慢的淡忘。现在我要提醒大家，你要回想起当初的热情。
In those early days, we attended church all the time, but oh, now it's maybe once a month or once every three. No, I remember that I couldn't get enough of Jesus. I couldn't get enough of Jesus' people.I will remember.
或许你还记得你当时刚信主的时候，你每个礼拜都来教会，后来有可能每个月来一次。你还记得你当时来教会的时候，对神的认识，对神的爱，你觉得永远不够，永远饥渴。你还记得当时的那种状态吗？
Here's the third commitment.
第三，
I will not have a get along faith.A get-along church. I will not have a faith that is just tolerant.
第三，我的信仰，我的教会不仅仅是一个随波逐流的，跟大家都能妥协的一个教会，一个信仰。
You want to see how intolerant people can be around you?
有些人真的是不能容忍周围的很多的人。
Tomorrow, when they ask you, what did you do this weekend?
有人也许明天会问你，你上个周末在干什么？
Well, I went to church.
你说我去了教会。
What did you do at church?
他会问，在教会里干些什么呢？
We studied about the Bible and about Jesus.
我们在学习圣经，我们在学习耶稣基督。
At that point, everything is fine.
到那一点上面，好像一切都很平静。
Then if they ask you the question, do you believe that Jesus is the only way to God?
或许他会问下面一个问题：你相信耶稣是通向神的唯一的一个道路吗？
And that temptation is to say, well, Jesus is my way to God. Many people in my church follow Jesus, but I'm not sure about you.You have become like the church at Sardis.
如果你是这样回答，很温柔地对他说，耶稣基督是我认识神的道路，但是不一定是你认识神的道路，有可能你有你的方式。如果你是这样回答的话，你就像当时萨迪教会的信徒一样。
And so if they ask you, what about Jesus? Do you believe that Jesus is the only way to God? And you say, yes.John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. And guess what? All of a sudden, you stick out like, in America, this is an American expression, like a sore thumb. You stand out as somebody who says, if you don't come to Jesus, you're not getting to God. If you don't have life through Jesus, you are dead in your trespasses and sin.
当你的朋友问你，你相信耶稣基督是通往神的唯一的道路吗？或许你的回答是另外一种方式，你或许会说，是的，我相信那是唯一的方式，因为圣经里面记载，神说，耶稣基督说，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能到神那里去。如果你这样回答的话，你可以想象一下，冲突就开始了，就像美国人今天所说的，你就像一颗荆棘一样，你会刺痛你周围的人。
Now this is tough. This is really tough.
所以这是一个很难的一个抉择。
I belong to a Rotary club in Ridgewood, New Jersey.
我是在 Ridgewood 新泽西的一个俱乐部里。
And every once in a while, they ask me to pray.
经常俱乐部成员会请我祷告。
And I would pray and close.In the name of Jesus.
在我祷告结束的时候，我会说奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
And at that point, they came to me and said, "Please do not pray in the name of Jesus."
在那个时候，就有很多的朋友会来到我这里来警戒我。你祷告的时候，请你不要奉耶稣基督的名。
Now it's interesting. I have a friend who's a Hindu.And they asked him to pray, and they said, "You can pray any way you want to, but when you mention the name of Jesus, all of a sudden you stand out and become alive to a fallen world."
我有一个朋友在俱乐部，一个朋友是他是信印度教的，他对我说，你可以用你所喜欢的方式来祷告，但是如果你提到耶稣基督。你就会让你自己变为众矢之的。
And I think parents, we need to be really sensitive. We have no idea how oppressive the philosophical environment is in high school, in college. That our kids are literally under oppressive attacks not to stand up for the things in the Bible. I heard.Of one biology professor, sorry, Michael, but a biology professor said to his kids, any of you that believe in creation, this is what I think. And he took a Bible, put it under a Bunsen burner, and burned it. Now, if you're a freshman, and a professor does that, that's pretty tough.
所以这句话对父母说的，现在在中学里面，在大学里面，真的是有很大的压力。如果你的孩子是一个基督徒，如果他要在公开场合来表明他的信仰的时候，我记得有个故事，讲一个生物学的一个教授，他对他的孩子说，如果你相信神创造天地，神创造人，那么这本圣经我就会把它在你面前把它给烧掉。
First commandment, Jesus can come at any time. I want a clean heart. Second commandment, I want to remember my convictions of what happened when I got saved. Third commandment, I will not have a get-along faith.
所以大家还记得我说的三个承诺吗？第一，我们要有一颗清洁的心，因为主耶稣基督随时都会再来。第二，还记得吗？第二，我们要想起，要记起我们当时我们信主的时候的那时候的激情，对主的爱。第三，我们不要随波逐流，不要对这个世界妥协。
Now I want to read you the scariest part of this whole letter.
所以我现在在读一些这个里面所要说到最可怕的。
Read verse 4. So I'll start reading at verse 4.
第三章第四节。
You have a few people in Sardis. It's always true. You have a few people in a church that are sold out for Jesus Christ.
然而在撒迪，你们还有几名？在多数的教会里面，都会有一些那些的少数。
These people will walk with me, for they are worthy. They have overcome.
他们是未尝污秽自己衣服的，他们要穿白衣与我同行，因为他们是配得的。
And to these overcomers, Jesus said, "I will never, no, never, blot their names out of the book."
对那些得胜者，耶稣基督说，我永远不会在我的生命册上涂抹他们的名字。
Do you realize that Jesus could say that if you are overcome, if you've overcome the world, If you have stood out for Jesus Christ, your name will not be blotted out from the book of life.
想象一下，如果是你，如果耶稣基督亲自对你说，你是得胜者，我永远不会在我的名册上把你的名字给涂抹掉。想象一下。
Do you see the implicit warning?
但是同时你看到那个警戒警告吗？
To those of us that are asleep,
对那些昏昏欲睡的基督徒。
To those of us that get along,
对那些随波逐流很容易妥协的基督徒。
To those of us that are not making a difference, do you see the warning?
我们看到这个警戒吗？
When you follow Jesus Christ, it's not just getting your name in the book.
所以当我们跟从耶稣基督的时候，我们的目的不只是让我们的名字留在那个生命册上。
But continuing in him so that your name is not blotted out of the book.
并且我们要做到我们的名字一直留在生命册上，我们的名字不会被耶稣基督有朝一日涂抹掉。
This is a letter to a wealthy church. Any church in America could read this letter and say, this is us.
所以对美国的现状来说，对美国很多的教会来说，也可能他们会认同，会发现萨迪教会的状况就是他们教会的现状。
This is a church that conforms to the world.
这个教会，很多的教会就跟世界认同。
Jesus says, wake up, remember.
耶稣基督说，警醒，你当记起。
Because I'm coming.
因为我再要，快要来了。
And you don't want your name blotted out of the book.
你不想你的名字在生命册上被涂抹掉。
We're going to have communion in a minute. Let's just pray.
我们在饼杯之前，我们一起来有个祷告。
If you've been a sleepy Christian,
如果你是一个昏昏欲睡的基督徒。
If you've been coasting,
如果你是一个随波逐流妥协的基督徒。
If you've been comfortable with Jesus,
如果你觉得信仰耶稣基督是一个很容易很舒适的道路。
Will you let Jesus wake you up?
希望耶稣基督今天能让我们警醒。
To be alert,
让我们成为一个真的是警醒祷告的基督徒。
If you think church is just about activities, or budgets or meetings,
如果你认为教会只是一些很多很繁忙的活动、经费，还有一些会议
，We ask Jesus to wake you up.
愿主耶稣来让我们醒过来。
You've been comfortable with a sin that you've harbored, and now you've been saved from your sins, but you have a special sin that you think nobody knows about. We ask Jesus to come and wake you up and bring you to full confession and repentance of this secret sin.
你的罪已经被耶稣基督赦免。如果你心里还有隐而未现的罪，你知道，但是你以为没有人知道的罪。求耶稣基督给你力量，让你真的是能够忏悔，能够真的是克服自己的罪。
We say to Jesus, this is a lifelong commitment I have. It's a commitment to you to make a difference in my life. It's a commitment to your word.
让我们对耶稣基督说，这是我们一辈子，我们一生的承诺，一生的忠心，来跟随你，来听从你的话语。
We pray for our church.
让我们为我们的教会祷告。
That we would never, ever play church.
我们绝对不要把教会当作一个我们可以真的是能够操纵、能够玩弄的一个。
That we would never treat church like a business.
我们不会把教会当作我们的一个生意。
That we'd be alive for God.
教会是神的，里面有很多属神的生命。
Father, you've heard our prayers. You know our needs. You know my needs.
神啊，请求你听我们的祷告。你知道我们的需要，你知道我个人的需要。
We come to this table now.
我们现在来到饼杯面前。
Knowing that our sins are forgiven through the blood of Jesus Christ, so costly.
有这样的确据，我们的罪因为耶稣基督的生命和耶稣基督的宝血，我们的罪已经被您赦免。
We pray in the name of Jesus, Amen.
我们奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。
Now, if you're involved in the classes that occur after church, I think it's baptism and new believers class, you may be dismissed right now.